we have to read, right, this passage, and it's also found in Luke chapter 4, okay? It concerns the temptation of Jesus.
同样关于耶稣被试探的记载，我们可以在路加福音第四章找到。
Whereas in Mark, it's very, very short concerning the baptism of Jesus as well as the temptation of Jesus.
马可福音所记载关于耶稣受洗和试探的是比较简短的。
In our introductory message the last month, remember I spoke to you concerning Mark. He was a very concise writer.
在上个月呢，我与大家证道的时候呢，我讲到马可是他在写这个福音书的时候是非常简略的手法来写的。
That's why you know you have a few verses. It covers two different occasions.
他用几节呢，就记载了关于耶稣的受洗和试探。
So it mentions the baptism of Jesus.
他提到耶稣的受洗。
Yeah. So actually, the baptism of Jesus is the first incident that we want to look at.
其实耶稣受洗呢，是第一件事我们所要看的。
Well, Mark's account was also very, very short in 3 verses only.
马可福音的记载呢，也非常简短，只有3节。
But maybe let's turn to Matthew and see what we can get from there. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 17.
我们现在来看马太福音第3章第13节。
13 to 17.
马太福音第3章。 13到17节就记载了关于耶稣受洗的事件。马太福音第3章第13节，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，便受他的洗。约翰想要拦阻他说：“我当送你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。” 于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So here we have Mark's account concerning Jesus' baptism. It was in Matthew's account that you get a long elaboration, whereas Mark only has 3 short verses.
马可福音记载关于耶稣的受洗只是短短3节。刚才我们读到在马太福音呢，就比较给予我们更多的细节关于耶稣的受洗。So
after the baptism of Jesus, it marked his ministry, the beginning of his ministry.
耶稣的受洗呢，也开始了他向外传福音的工作。
And we know Jesus left his hometown of Nazareth.
我们知道耶稣离开他的家乡拿撒勒。
And we realize from Matthew 13 that he was a well-known carpenter.
我们知道从马太福音13章呢，他是一个大家都认识的木匠。
They recognize him as this is Mary's son, of course, in the family of Joseph, and that he was a well-known carpenter.
那很多人说他是来自玛利亚一家，他是一个大家都认识的木匠。
That's why they say, is this not our neighbor? Is this not our carpenter's son whom we know?
他们说，难道这不是我们所认识那木匠的儿子吗？
But Jesus had felt the need to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
但是耶稣知道他需要把天国的福音传开。
And he had to leave his home and family to fulfill the mission that God has set for him.
他要离开他的家乡，离开家人，因为他要完成神所给他的任务。
It's not easy when the Lord calls to fulfill God's will and purpose.
这是不容易的，当神呼召我们要去完成他的旨意的时候。
And I know our brother came all the way from China to Singapore to study in MBBC. I believe the family miss you as well.
我很难得我们的帅勇弟兄也大老远的从中国来到柳东神学院读书，相信他的家人也很挂念他。So,
a year or so ago, even one young man from our church, a small church of less than 20 people, and when the Lord called him, he had to leave his all and went to LDDC.
我在超过一年前呢，我们这小小的教会就是人数大概20个人，就有人被神召了，他就撇下一切去跟随神，去了远东神学院。
The same when we committed our life to the Lord, we have to leave everything that we hold dear sometimes.
同样的，当我们把生命献上给主的时候，很多时候我们要撇弃我们很不舍得很喜欢的东西。
What will life be like? What will be the future?
那么将来会是怎么样？我们的生命将会是怎么样的呢？
So it's always a struggle when the Lord calls.
常常神呼召我们的时候，我们会有这样的挣扎。
And it is also my case.
对我来说也是一样的。
When I was working when the Lord called me, I just had quite a good project going on.
当神召我的时候，我正在工作，并且有一个很好的提案，我在在进行的。
In fact, I was a salesman for a construction Japan, one of Japan's top construction chemical company, and I was trying to sell it in Singapore. They've never heard before.
事实上，当神召我的时候，我是一个销售员，我正在为一家日本的。建筑公司做工，是一间很顶尖的日本建筑公司。
I had Katong Park Towers, all 4 or 6 blocks, all using my chemical.
在加东那一带呢，有大概4到6栋的房子，都是用我们公司的化学物品。
But I still remember right down when the American school, next to American school last time was where, on the other side, on the western side of Singapore.Next to it was a huge condo as well, you know, so many blocks. I also sold them.
那么当时这美国的国际学校呢，是在新加坡的西部，在隔壁呢就有一栋公寓，那里的或许也是我所售卖的。
What to do when God calls you? You have to leave everything behind.
当神召你的时候，你就要把所有的一切都撇下了。
And as I shared during the Calvary Pandan testimony, you know, my testimony of God's call, you know, I was troubled for many months.
那当我也这样分享在班丹加略堂，就是当神召我的时候呢，我也困惑了好一段时间。
And it's something that was very sad even for me.
对我来说也是一件相当伤心的事。
Because I had to work part time, my wife had to leave, and work part time as well. And my daughter, young one, was.Very, very sad. No mommy.
那我需要做一些部分时间工作，太太也一样。那么我的女儿呢？当时还小，也感到伤心，因为收入就减少了。
Yes, it was very difficult.
当时候是非常不容易的。
To submit to God's will is not easy.
你要顺服神的旨意呢，的确是不容易。
Remember, our Lord submitted to God the Heavenly Father's will.
我们看到主耶稣基督如何顺服天父的旨意。
Remember, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. 3 times he asked, Lord, if it is possible, take that cup away from me.
我们记得主耶稣基督在克西马尼园就3次祷告说，父啊，如果你愿意的话，请把这个杯移去。
Not my will, but thine be done.
但是不是他的旨意，他要天父的旨意被完成。
3 times, 3次
耶稣这样的祷告。
I don't know how the Lord is going to lead us and where are we going to be the next phase of our lives, but that's it.
我不知道神要怎么样的带领我们，我们生命的下一个阶段将会是怎么样的。
So Jesus left Nazareth of Galilee, journeyed away all the way down to the River Jordan to be baptized by John.
那么耶稣离开了加利利的拿撒勒，一直去到了约旦河，在那里受了约翰的洗。
So we see, why must Jesus be baptized?
为什么耶稣要受洗呢？
He had no sin.
他没有罪。
Was there a need to do so?
他有需要这样做吗？
And why it must be done by John the Baptist and not other, who was incidentally his cousin?
为什么要施洗约翰来为他施洗呢？而施洗约翰也是他的表亲。
Yeah.Remember, John forbade him in Matthew chapter 4, verse 14.
我们在马太福音3章14节看到约翰就阻止了他。马太福音3章14节，约翰想要拦阻他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
And the Lord's reply.
耶稣就回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Okay, so here we must understand, right? Hendrickson, in those days, you know, it highlighted for us the ministry of John the Baptist. He was doing the baptism of repentance.
我们看到约翰的施洗呢，是要人来认罪悔改的。
He had the baptism, he baptized those people who desire now to turn to the Lord.
那些凡愿意来跟随主的，他就给他们施洗。
So Jesus came and he baptized by him.
耶稣就到来，让施洗约翰为他施洗。
Two reasons.
有两个理由。
First of all, to fulfill his mission in the salvation of souls.
首先呢，是要完成他的使命，在拯救人的救恩上。
You remember Isaiah 53 verse 6.
我们记得以赛亚书第53章第六节。以赛亚书第53章第6节这么说道，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Yes, the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all.
是的，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
The Lord Jesus Christ bore the sins of the world.
主耶稣基督就背负了世人的罪孽。
That was why John the Baptist later pointed out to Jesus, remember?
这也是为什么后来施洗约翰就指着耶稣说。
He said, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
他说，看哪，上帝的羔羊把世人的罪都移去了。
So it was the demand of Jesus to be baptized by John because it signifies his solemn resolution to take upon the guilt of the world.
所以耶稣坚持的要施洗约翰为他施洗，因为这表示了他很坚定，他要背负世人的罪。
So his mission was to lay down his life for his sheep.
他的使命就是为他的羊舍下他的生命。
And you and I can fully trust him; our sins are forgiven.
使到我们都能够完全相信他，我们的罪得赦了。
So our baptism is also a sign and a seal of our faith when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
当我们受洗的时候，我们就表达出我们的对主的信心，也是好像一个印章一样。
The same way when Peter preached, right? Believe and be baptized. When the people ask him, what shall we do? Believe and be baptized.
同样的，当人问使徒彼得的时候，我们当怎样行？使徒彼得也说，你们应当悔改，然后受洗。
So we want to be a new creature. Old things are passed away. We want to profess faith.Right? We have to be baptized.
我们要做一个新造的人，我们要旧事已过，我们就要承认我们是信耶稣的。
So baptism is a seal of faith, right? As we profess it before the world, we also commit our lives to the Lord.
当我们在众人面前承认我们是相信耶稣的时候，我们也同一时候把我们的生命献给他。
That's why the Lord gave the sacraments to the church, one of which is baptism.To go into, right, to be a member of the body of Christ.
所以神也要教会来给人施洗，好让我们施洗过后能成为教会的一份子。
So through Jesus' baptism, we signify that He has borne our sin and He will wash us clean by His perfect sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary.
耶稣的受洗呢，就象征了他的死能够为把我们的罪。一去，他也背负了我们的罪在十字架上。
Yeah. And so that's why Jesus' answer was very relevant in Matthew chapter 3 verse 15.
所以耶稣回答约翰的问题呢是非常适合的，合宜的。
Because he says, suffer it to be so now, for thus it become us to fulfill all righteousness.
因为耶稣这么的回答施洗约翰，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
So the implication in this case is very clear, to fulfill all righteousness.
意思就是说耶稣要受洗，因为他要尽诸般的义。
Remember Paul's spiritual son Timothy?
我们记得保罗在灵里的儿子提摩太吗？
When he was enrolled to be a co-laborer with Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 16 verse 3,
当他要成为保罗的同工的时候，在使徒行传第十六章第三节。
Our sister will read for us.
Acts
16:3.
使徒行传十六章第三节，我们读到保罗要带他同去，只因那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希利尼人，就给他行了割礼。
So circumcision under the Jewish understanding is that of like baptism in the New Testament.
犹太人在旧约行割礼呢，就跟我们在新约有施洗的一样。
The Jews during that point of time and during that, they knew Timothy was a half Jew in that the mother was a Jewess, the father was a Greek.
我当时的犹太人知道呢，提摩太他的母亲是犹太人，他父亲是希利尼人。
So to them, you are not a pure Jew, that means you are Gentile.
对他们来说，你不是完全的犹太人，你就是外邦人了。
So this is how strict the Jews will hold to this understanding.
犹太人对这样的理解呢是非常严格遵守的。
So Paul had to take that step to circumcise him.
所以保罗要采取这一步，让提摩太行了割礼。
To fulfill all righteousness, to erase all doubt that he truly has, is part and parcel of the ministry.
就是要完全除掉人们的疑惑，就是说提摩太是完完全全的是他的同工。
So that was the Lord's case. The Lord Jesus Christ says he doesn't want anybody to question his ministry.
所以耶稣也同样，他不要任何人质疑他的事工。
So here we realize that when he came out of the water, right, they went into the water and of course he was baptized. Right? The affirmation from the Heavenly Father.
我们就看到他受洗了，从水里上来的时候呢，就听到父怎么样约纳他的行为的声音。
Right. He went straight away, he saw what? The heavens opened unto him, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove.And lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
耶稣受了洗，当他从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。那么从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
John the Baptist, I do not know, he was right there when all these things happened.
这一切在发生的时候呢，施洗约翰就在那里。
It must have been a glorious experience for John the Baptist.
对施洗约翰来说，这是一个非常荣耀的体验。
I think he must be stunned.
他可能有点震惊。
There came a voice from heaven. He heard that voice, the Heavenly Father, declaring Jesus Christ as his Son, in whom I am well pleased.
因为从天上有天父的声音宣布说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So it was a miraculous work.Of affirming the ministry of the Lord.
这是天父呢以神迹般的方法呢印证了耶稣的事工。
Indeed, the Lord will never forget. Okay, and I believe in John. If you ever go, if you reach heaven, you ask John the Baptist, how do you feel? How do you feel at that point of time?
当我们去到天国的时候，我们可能会有机会问施洗约翰。在当时候你的感受是怎么样的呢?
He was a faithful forerunner for the Lord.
他是一个很忠心的耶稣的先行者。
And here we can see, right, God will always bless his faithful and obedient servant.
这里我们看到神肯定会赐福给他顺服他并且对他忠心的仆人。
The Lord will never forget our good works.
神绝对不会忘记我们为他所做的善功。
So we will serve the Lord faithfully, no matter what we do.
所以不管怎么样呢，我们都要忠心的来侍奉神。
Well, in due to Jesus, our Savior was the one who experienced this divine revelation, focused upon Him.
耶稣就有这个神属于神的那个启示在他身上。
You see, the descent of the Holy Spirit clearly indicated for us the anointing of Jesus as the Messiah of God as he has claimed. He will be claiming in the start of the ministry.
神的灵仿佛鸽子降下呢，就好像印证了耶稣
And so this is a clear confirmation from the Heavenly Father.
这样的耶稣的受膏呢，就是从父那里一个很清晰的印证。
So we can see the voice, we can hear the voice of God, heaven open, the voice of God. We see the Son of God in the water with John the Baptist and the Spirit as a dove coming down upon Jesus.
我们看到天父的声音从天上说，然后看到耶稣与约翰在水里，那么有圣灵仿佛从鸽子降下。
So this was a confirmation of the triune God at work in the ministry of Jesus.
这里我们看到这三位一体真神在工作，在耶稣的事工上。
So here we have the temptation of Jesus.
现在我们来看耶稣的试探。
From Matthew chapter 4 onwards.
从马太福音第四章开始。
Alright, so here we can see immediately then was Jesus in verse 1 of chapter 4, Matthew. Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
我们从约马太福音第四章第一节就看到，耶稣受洗之后，马上就被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And we realized he was fasting for 40 days in the wilderness.
我们知道他在旷野就禁食了40昼夜。
40 days and 40 nights.
他禁食了40昼夜。
Indeed, as we have read here, he was very, very hungry.
那么后来他就饿了。
And the tempter came to him.
那试探的人就来到了。
He came to him and challenged him. These were his words in verse 3.
那试探的近前来就对他说,
你若是神的儿子,
可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Okay, very clear. This is stone, you're hungry. Well, you are the Son of God. Do it.
这试探他的就说, 你是神的儿子, 你饿了, 这里有些石头, 把它变成食物吧。
Well, Jesus' answer was very clear in verse 4.
耶稣的答案很清楚的, 我们可以在第四节看到, 耶稣却回答, 经上记着说, 人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Yes, it's very clear here.
这里非常的清楚。
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
因为经上已经记着说, 人活着不是单靠食物,
but by the word of God.
而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Here, I mean, people can say, to the Jews, their basic staple is bread. Ours is rice, right?
对犹太人来说呢，他们基本的食物呢，就是面包，对我们来说是米饭。
Yeah. So, to them, bread is their sustaining food every day.
面包呢，是他们每天都要吃的食物。
But the Lord said, what is more important than the physical is that which is spiritual.
但是耶稣说，什么是比我们身体更为重要的呢？就是属灵的东西。
He was tempted.
他就被试探了。Let
us beware the lust of the flesh.
我们要小心这个肉体的情欲。
The Chinese has a saying, right?
中文有一句话这么说。
Our stomach is full, but our eyes are not full.
我们肚子饱了，但是眼睛不饱。<笑><笑>
Right, we are hungry, we see nice food. Never mind, bye. Never mind. You want to share with me? I always turn to my wife. Yeah, you want to share? You buy again.
我们虽然有时饱了，但是眼睛还是周围的看其他的食物，觉得很可口。我常常对太太说，你要与我分享吗？
And so this is the case. When you are hungry, anything will do, right?
当你饿的时候，什么食物都可以。
Well, we are not in Singapore. I don't think we experienced that.
我相信在新加坡，我们从来没有挨过饿。
Many years ago, we have a shortage of what? Water. Remember?
很多年前呢，我们就缺少水。
Where we always have to go and then wait for the big truck to come and then we take water.
我们需要去等待那大卡车来把水带来给我们。
And we have drinking water and bathing water.
我们的水分，食用的水和洗澡的水。
But thank God we have never hunger, you know, for bread.
但是，感谢神，我们从来没有挨过饿。
And so this is the case, right? Okay, so here we must realize this, the temptation of Jesus. It is therefore logical, you know, for someone to just, you know, fill yourself. So what? You are the Son of God. What can you not do? Right?
听起来好像很似乎逻辑，反正你是神的儿子，那把石头变成食物也不算为什么。
So the Lord says, whatever is physical and whatever is spiritual, focus on that.
但是主要我们把眼目定睛在属灵的东西，不是属身体的。
The second one, as he said here in Matthew 4, 5 and 6.
第二个试探是在马太福音第四章5到6节。 魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下来，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。” So
Jesus said unto him in verse 7.
耶稣对他说，在第7节，耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。” Yes.
Here the challenge was the pride of life.
这里呢的挑战就是今生的骄傲。Well,
I bring you up there, high, right on top of the pinnacle where you can see the whole area.
我把你带到殿顶上，你可以看到俯视整个地上。Right.
And he said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Right, you are so powerful. Jump down, you know, the angels will definitely carry you up.
这试探者就说：“你若是神的儿子，你就可以跳下来，因为天使必托着用手托着你。”Yeah,
show them you can do it.
给他们看，你可以这样做，你做得到。The
Lord said, "No, it is written, 'Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.'"
但是耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
You see, the world wants to see power, right? Power.
这个世界想要看到我们的权力，我们的势力。
You can, you know, I have power, you can't stop me. I want to build the first atomic bomb. I want to reach America with an atomic bomb. Right? That was what North Korea did.
北韩的领袖就这样子，他说，我有能力，谁能够阻止我呢？我能够造一颗原子弹，把它投到美国那里去。
So, do it.
所以就说去做吧。
This is the challenge always to ourselves. I can do it. I.
所以常常就有人这样的试探我们说，你有能力去做吧。我可以做到，我有这个能力。
Remember, the word pride, in the center of pride is what? I.
在英文这个词，骄傲的中间的那个就是I，就是我。
How do you spell sin? S-I-N, right?
那罪的中间的那个英文字母也是爱，也是我。
Always realize, alright, put the Lord first in our lives, not the I. I am the person who do. I am the person. I will send my team there. I will do this. You know, I first.
我们要在生命里记得时时刻刻把主放在首位，不是把我放在首位。
That's why, again, the Son of God, prove yourself, jump down.
所以试探者说，你是神的儿子，你证实你是神的儿子，跳下来吧。
Prove yourself.
证实你是神的儿子。
So it's always, people will always, if you are so good, show yourself.
所以人们常常就会这样试探我们，你有这么好吗? 证实给我看吧。
Always realize, check that the I doesn't stand up in our lives.
我们要自我省察，这个自我不能是在我们的生命的中心的。
Thirdly, the devil showeth him all the kingdom of the world.
第三，魔鬼又使耶稣看到万国与万国的荣华。
Yeah. High mountain showing the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
把他带到一座最高的山，然后给他看万国与万国的荣华。
Oh, I let you control. You see, all these things are yours.
我让你掌控这一切，这一切都是属于你的。
All you have to do is bow before me.
你只要俯伏拜我。
This is something that
we want.
There is always a fair exchange of things, right?
那么我们在跟别人的教育中都有这种要做出同等的交换。
We see somebody, wow, can buy a new car. We see somebody promoted. We see somebody having something we desire to have but cannot have.
我们看到别人升职买新车或者拥有一些东西，我们希望有的却不能有。
Our heart's desire, right?
这是我们的心所渴望的。
The first one was to fill our stomach, right?
我们先要填饱自己的肚子。
I can enjoy life if I can have this.
如果我能拥有这些呢，我就能够享受生命了。
Be careful, little eyes, they don't lead you astray.
我们要小心，我们被眼睛操控呢，就使我们偏行己路了。
The lust of the eyes.
这是眼目的情欲。
Okay, so we must understand, we are susceptible in every way.
我们要明白，我们是很容易的啊，犯这样的一个罪的。
Let's our sister read for us 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 and 17.
我们来看约翰一书第二章16到17节。
Also John in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 and 17.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第二章第16到17节。 约翰一书第二章16到17节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。 这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。Yes,
here is a clear warning from Holy Scriptures.
这里是圣经给予我们一个很清楚的警告。Let
us guard ourselves.
我们要防范。When
Jesus was tempted, all these things were of Satan, the temptation king.
当耶稣受试探的时候，所有的试探都是来自魔鬼撒旦的。And
it's reiterated by Apostle John.
使徒约翰在他所写的这约翰一书也提到了。The
lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。But
what? It is not of the world, or it's not of the Father, but it's of the world.
约翰就警告说，这一切都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。And
in verse 17, it tells us, right? But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
17节，使徒约翰也告诉我们，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。It
proves our faith.
他就证实了我们的信心。It
proves our submission to God's will and God's word.
证实了我们对神的旨意的顺服，对神话语的顺服。And
we shall abide forever.
这样的话，我们就永远长存了。So
may the Lord help us find us faithful.
愿主帮助我们，好让我们常常对他是忠心的。So
what have we learned from today?
我们从今天的信息里学到什么呢？
We realize when we want to obey the Lord, sometimes it's very, very difficult. We have to leave the comforts of home, we have to leave everything, and follow the Lord.
我们明白了，首先当我们要跟随主的时候是非常不容易的。有时候我们需要离开我们舒适的家。And
we have to fulfill all righteousness.
我们要在生命里尽诸般的义。And
Jesus, having no sin at all, still went through the baptism that he had to under his cousin.
耶稣虽然没有罪，但是他还是让施洗约翰，施洗约翰是他的表亲，为他施洗。So
this is clearly our understanding as well, that when we are to believe, right, is we have to be baptized.
我们也要有这样的理解，就是当我们相信耶稣之后，我们就要受洗。Baptism
is an outward profession, right? When you baptize, everybody see of inward faith. Meaning that we believe.
当我们在受洗的时候，我们就是在众人面前承认
And
we, 心里已经相信了耶稣了,
and we want to show the world that now I am a child of God.
我们也要世人知道,
and the church leadership will bring you into the body life.
教会的领袖呢,
and we will all be in the body of Jesus Christ, which is the church.
我们就成为耶稣身体的一部分,
so if God calls any one of us, I don't know, you know, obedience is the key.
如果神召了我们，呼召我们任何一个人呢，顺服就是关键了。
You see, when Jesus set the example, Apostle Paul too had to follow because he had to circumcise Timothy.
当耶稣立下了这样的榜样呢，使徒保罗就要跟随，所以他使提摩太去行割礼。So,
God was also well pleased to manifest His glory when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized.
当耶稣受洗的时候，天父也悦纳他这样的一个举动，并且彰显了他的荣耀。The
triune God clearly showed Himself when Jesus was baptized.
当耶稣受洗的时候，我们可以看到这三位一体真神的工作。The
heavens opened, the voice of God.
天打开了，我们可以听到天父的声音。The
Holy Spirit descends as a dove.
我们看到圣灵降临，仿佛如鸽子。
Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, was in the, standing in the water.
还有耶稣就是神的儿子站在水里。So,
this was evidently, if not seen by anybody, if only Jesus and John was, they were, John the Baptist were there, then what? At least John the Baptist experienced the wonder of God's grace in sending Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son.
施洗约翰就体验到了神 的恩典的奇妙，看到他怎么样差遣了耶稣来到世界上。That's
why he was very encouraged as he served the Lord, you know, right? Even living in the wilderness, people came to him, he baptized them, and he can declare, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
这也是为什么施洗约翰得到很大的激励，在旷野里传道，并且指着耶稣说他是上帝的羔羊，把世人的罪都移去的。And
so, a faithful servant will always be rewarded in a most glorious way.
一个对主忠心的仆人呢，将会得到他的赏赐。
So, we understand also in the temptation of Jesus, three areas like lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and what? The last one. The lust of the eyes.
我们也在耶稣被试探呢，看到这三方面就是肉体的情欲。 眼目的情欲,
and so we understand is that whatever the world can offer us is only temporal.
我们也要明白这世界所能给予我们的都是暂时的。Yeah,
if we get and grab and all these kind of things, when we leave here, you can't even take 1 cent with you.
就算我们一直不停地去拿这些世界所给予我们的，当我们离开的时候，我们什么都不能带走。And
so what's the point?
那有什么用意呢?
Yeah, we are not to lay up treasures here. The Lord Jesus Christ says we have to lay up treasures in heaven.
主告诉我们，我们要把财宝累积在天上，不是在地上。
So that's why, like the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he was tempted in every way.
所以主在各方面都受到试探。
Yet he did not sin.
但是主并没有犯罪。
So let us daily come before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
让我们每一天都来到主施恩宝座面前，能够得到他的帮助，得到他的怜悯。
May God help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let us pray.
让我们同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee for your two incidents that indicated Jesus as our Messiah.
我们看到今天耶稣的受洗和试探呢？ 告诉了我们，他是我们的弥赛亚。How
he had to leave the family and journey on to Jordan to be baptized of his cousin John the Baptist.
他怎么样离开他的家，去到约旦河，受到他表亲施洗约翰的施洗。To
fulfill thy will and the work of the ministry.
要完成你的旨意，并且你要他所做的工。And
so it is with us. We have left all behind to follow thee.
我们也一样，我们撇下了一切，都来跟随你。Help
us to commit ourselves unto thee.
帮助我们这样的全心全意的跟随你。Help
us to truly seek the things that are eternal.
帮助我们真正的来寻求属天国的事，是永远的动，永远的事。
And not be drawn by the things of the world.
不要被这世界上的东西被吸引过去。
And we pray that I'll impress upon our heart even the love and service for the Lord like John the Baptist.
也帮助我们能够有这个负担，像施洗约翰一样，对你的工作，对你的事工有热心，有爱心。
How thou hast encouraged him and will surely use him as a blessing to those around his ministry.
主，你也怎样大大激励他，使用他，把福气带给他周遭的人。
And also for all of us who are in thy service, great or small, thou knowest all things and thou will reward in due time.
在我们这些在侍奉你的，在不同的岗位上，主，我们知道你看到我们所做的侍奉，并且在你的美好旨意安排中，你会给予我们奖赏。
So Lord, keep us in thy love and care even the rest of this work week.
在这整个星期，求主你保守我们在你的眷顾，在你的爱中。
So we can be a channel of grace and blessing to those around us.
好，让我们成为你恩典和福气的管道。
For all these things we ask and give thee thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Thank you. Like us to prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper.
现在我们要预备心来擘饼纪念主。
Like us to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
请翻到哥林多前书第十一章。
I'll be reading from verse 26 to 32. Sister will read it in Mandarin. I'll read it in English.
您将读《哥林多前书》十一章二十六到三十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as he eat his bread and drink his cup, he who showed the Lord's death will he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat his bread and drink his cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
哥林多前书第十一章二十六到三十二节，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论任何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
Let us pray.
让我们同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
We come before thee.
我们来到你的宝座面前，
pleading the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin.
我们祷告祈求耶稣的宝血能够洁净我们一切的罪。
Even as you view the emblems before us,
当我们在看到这桌上的饼和这杯，
our hearts are filled with gratitude for all that thou hast done for us.
我们是心里是充满感激的，因为神你为我们成就了这一切。
Sending thy only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior.
你赐下你的独生子来做我们的救主。
How his body was broken for us, as represented by the bread.
他的身体为我们舍了，是这饼所代表的。
How his blood was shed for the remission of our sins, as represented by the wine.
他的血所留下的是要洁净我们的罪，是由这杯所代表的。
Father, even as we partake of it, O Lord, examine our hearts and strengthen us, we pray.
天父，当我们在吃这饼喝这杯，我们求你来省察我们的，验察我们，然后帮助我们。
We ask this with much thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，带感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.